from the Old Testament is from Psalm, the 104th Psalm, verses 24 through 34. O Lord, how manifold are your works! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. There is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things, both small and great. There go the ships, and Leviathan that you formed to sport in it. These all look to you to give them their food in due season. When you give to them, when you open your hand, they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground. May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in his works. Who looks on the earth and it trembles? Who touches the mountains and they smoke? I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have being. May my meditation be pleasing to him, for I rejoice in the Lord. The New Testament reading is from the second chapter of Acts, verses 1 through 8 and 14 through 34. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues, as of fire, appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galilean? We hear each of us in our own native language." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. And may the words of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. A minister is walking through the jungle when he comes across a hungry lion. And just as the lion goes to attack, the minister raises his eyes to heaven and prays, "Lord, if you can hear me, please instill the Holy Spirit if you can hear me. Please instill your Holy Spirit into this beast's heart." Well, the lion stops dead in its tracks as a bright light begins to glow around him. And he looks up to the sky and he folds his paws in prayer and says, "Thank you, Lord, for this meal." As a child and teenager, folk music was all the rage, with the beginnings of rock and roll beginning to stir. And one of my favorites was Blowin' in the Wind, as recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary, but written by Bob Dylan. I quickly learned the lyrics, sang it all the time, and it remains today one of my very favorite songs. Well, today is the day we celebrate a different blowing in the wind. The moment when the Holy Spirit came and dwelled among the disciples. I mean, the 12 apostles were gathered in Jerusalem for a spring harvest festival, meaning 50th day. The 50th day after the celebration of Passover. And Jews from all around the Mediterranean region were gathered to celebrate this festival in Jerusalem, including Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, along with residents of a dozen other regions mentioned in the book of Acts. And I'm always really kind to my lector. I take out those couple of verses because some of those are real tongue twisters. So you're welcome, Ren. And, oh, you practiced them. Oh, no. Well, the apostles were sitting in a house in Jerusalem, and they were probably feeling pretty uncertain, maybe even a bit powerless, and frankly, pretty scared. I mean, yes, they had been inspired and energized when Jesus was raised to new life on Easter, but his time among them had come to an end just a few days earlier. On the day of ascension, when Jesus was taken up before their eyes and a cloud hid him from their sight. And now they're all together thinking, okay, what are we supposed to do now? And suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were staying. And this wind was as fast as the air that rushes at high altitudes and as strong as the breeze that blows over deep waters. But this was not a hurricane or a freak storm. No, this power came from God. And all of them were filled with the power of the Lord and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, these were not big shots of religion or politics or people who had made an impression on others with their insights or their influence. They were just normal guys. And so when they began speaking in other languages, the God-fearing Jews from other nations were utterly amazed, and they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans?" I mean, Galilee was a pretty backwoods country, kind of. You know, the boondocks, the sticks. No one expected a group from Galilee to master all of these diverse languages of the world. I mean, you know the old joke. What do you call someone who speaks three languages? Trilingual. What do you call someone who speaks two languages? Bilingual. What do you call someone who only speaks one language? Americans. And the same was true for the Galileans. They were not multilingual until the day of Pentecost. Now, their position in Jerusalem gave them access to God-fearing people from every nation from around that region. And they did not hesitate to declare the wonders of God in a variety of languages. And Peter was not reluctant to raise his voice. He had the courage and the strength. And he addressed the crowd saying, "Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain to what I say." On Pentecost, the apostles discovered their spiritual power, and we can follow their example. We need to be in community with one another if our faith and Christian commitment is going to grow. This means we put a focus on gathering for worship and Bible study and on working together in ministry and mission. And this gives us the most inspiration, insight, and guidance. When we stop taking part, our faith tends to cool off. If the isolation of the pandemic taught us anything, it is that gathering is a critical part of the vitality of the church and us as individuals. We want to be together. A member of a certain church who previously had been attending services regularly decided to stop going. And after a few weeks, the pastor decided to visit him. It was a chilly evening, and the pastor found the man at home, alone, sitting in front of a blazing fire. And guessing the reason for the pastor's visit, the man welcomed him and led him to a big chair near the fireplace and waited. And the pastor made himself comfortable but said nothing. And in the grave silence, he contemplated the play of the flames around the burning logs. And after some minutes, the pastor took the fire tongs and carefully picked up a brightly burning ember and placed it to one side of the hearth all alone, chair still silent. And the host watched all of this in fascination as the one lone ember's flame diminished. And there was a momentary glow, and then its fire was no more. And soon it was cold and dead as a doornail. Now, not a word had been spoken since the initial greeting. And just before the pastor was ready to leave, he picked up that cold, dead ember and placed it back in the middle of the fire. And immediately it began to glow once more with the light and warmth of the burning coals around it. And as the pastor reached the door to leave, his host said, "Thank you so much for your visit, and especially for the fiery sermon. I shall be back in church next Sunday." Gathering together is needed for effective ministry and mission. I mean, look at the Apostle Peter in the book of Acts. I mean, he didn't see himself as a big shot or a spiritual superstar. In fact, he had denied Jesus three times only a few weeks earlier. He had no special status in the religious, political, or financial communities of Jerusalem. He was just a poor fisherman, a schlub. Although he was small in the eyes of the world, he was big enough to speak the truth. One of my favorite parts of the Bible, when he says that these men are not drunk, as you suppose, that the words of the apostles were the babblings of people feeling a bit tipsy. "No," says Peter, "this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the last days, God said, I will pour out my spirit on all people." Peter was able to do what God wanted him to do, connect the gift of the Holy Spirit to the prophecy of Joel, and to share this news with the people of Jerusalem. And he concluded by assuring them that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And the apostles declared the wonders of God to a group of strangers. As a follower of Christ, who is the stranger that you need to approach? Peter stood in front of a hostile crowd and spoke the truth. What do you need to take a stand about something that is important to you and to God? The apostles were pushed into the streets by God's powerful Spirit. What is the step that you need to take in response to the movement of the Spirit? The wind of God is blowing, and we need to catch it and share God's power throughout the world. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.